This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
2018年6月24日、東京後楽園ホール。What are you doing 2018?
生き残り、己の限界を超えて、見届けろ、男たちの生き様を。 Be a survivor。 戦国演武絆プレゼンツ G1 クライマックス28。
Welcome back, everybody, to Wrestling Omakase. It is episode number 51. This week, I'm very happy to be joined by a brand new guest, a friend of mine from Twitter, somebody who I know knows both the promotions today we're going to be talking about very well, and that's why I asked you to be on. So, hello, Arum.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight, I guess? the magic of time zones.
Pretty good. It's raining a lot, so it's pretty cold.
Oh, yeah, it's very sunny here. We're doing this. It's like 10 a.m. in New York, 9 p.m. in Indonesia, where Arum is. So we got like a across-the-world kind of podcast going. I think this is the farthest I've ever done a podcast with, because I've done a bunch with people from in Europe, but I don't think I've ever done any. So, like, I did this at Omakase episodes in Japan, but, like, we weren't talking to people, you know, back in the United States or anything. So
that's cool.
you've been to Japan too, right?
I've been there last March, and it was like a 10-day trip to there.
Mm-hmm. Did you see any shows or anything, or no?
No, because when I went to Osaka, they were having a show in Tokyo, and then I went to Tokyo in special, so I didn't get to catch any show at all, including DDT or Stardom. So
yeah,
it was just a full trip.
Yeah, but you're going back. You're thinking of going back for the Dome, I think I saw you say.
Yeah, I'm planning to, but fingers crossed.
Yeah, I'm going to go back probably for Sakura Genesis next year. I think that's my plan.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm very excited. But so we're here to talk about two promotions, DDT and New Japan. And I want to start with DDT because they're the ones who just had a show, yesterday, I guess. today.
It this morning.
You watched it this morning. I watched it before I went to bed. But DDT, they're the one promotion that I can still watch live from the States. I used to watch all this stuff live in the middle of the night, but I can't do that anymore now with a normal person hour job. But DDT, yeah. It's like 11 p.m. Eastern time, so it's very doable. Just staying up a little late. But this show is called What Are You Doing 2018, which was hilarious hearing them repeat it throughout the show. I might just have to put a clip of that as like part of the opening. Just DDT, what are you doing? It's such a great, such a great line. Especially when the it was funny when the play by play guy said it, but it was really funny when the like the voiceover dramatic voiceover guy said it at the start of the opening video package. It was something else. Did you see the dark match or no?
No, because I was having breakfast.
Okay. I didn't see it because they don't air it. I always watch the Samurai feed of these Korakuen shows, and they do not air it on Samurai, so I didn't see the under match. Oh. But just for the records, neither one of us saw it. It was Watase and Aaron Andrews. I don't even know who that is. Defeating Matsunaga and Koki Iwasaki. Andrews pinned Iwasaki with the twisting flapjack at 8:42. Yeah, I don't. People on Twitter were complaining about Aaron Andrews, so whoever that is, I guess he didn't make a good impression. But I can't say it firsthand.
I thought it was quite quick because I was leaving for breakfast and the match was started, and then I finished cooking breakfast and it said the match ended. So I was like, "What? That was quick."
Yeah, it was less than 9 minutes. It was pretty quick. Okay, so then we had the opener for the proper opener on the show, which was a three-way six-man tag match. We had Ishii, Antonio Honda, and Mao defeating Tetsuya Endo, Mad Polly, and Nobuhiro Shibatani, and Takatimo Dragon, Yotomo Dragon, and Toru Owashi. It was a disqualification finish when the official result says when Owashi was disqualified for everything, 6:51. Before this match started, like literally moments before, Dino said that this is going to be another Japan banishment match just because he felt strongly about that, which is, you know, very DDT. Just to be like, yeah, by the way, this match is the loser this fall gets banished from the country. But
I thought it was hilarious because I found that out from Twitter.
Yeah, me too. I found out from Twitter too. I think the DDT English account tweeted out, and I was like, oh, all right. Which if you aren't like following that account yet, by the way, that's like invaluable for these live shows, especially like he gives so many like really quick translations that'll help you follow the show easier.
That's why I'm very thankful for that account.
Yeah. So there was this was a pretty fun comedy match, you know, pretty standard DT comedy opener. There was a spot at the start where like Mad Polly was like laying on the mat and everybody was jumping over him, and I was just like, okay, yeah. I'm waiting for it. And then Antonio Honda trips on him. It's like, okay,
yeah,
it's one of those like if you didn't know that spot was coming, hope you enjoyed your first DDT show kind of things.
Yeah. And I thought when I watched that match, I didn't look at the wrestling aspect because I already knew that this was going to be like a comedy match. So I was like, you know what? If I don't laugh, then this is bad.
Yeah, basically. But I laughed a few times, so they did good.
Yeah, especially during the end part.
Yeah, so the end, I guess the ref is bumped and they set Toru Owashi up with the most elaborate fake DQ of all time. Like they gave him both of the fake Ultimate Dragon masks, like with like six chairs and like all
and
these
the
other
ladder and then some brooms,
like every weapon you've ever heard of, and like everybody's on the ground like selling and you know like pretending they're hurt, like all eight other participants, and the ref just finally turns around and looks and just like. You know, he has the face he makes, but like he's just like,
yeah.
He just has like this amazing reaction. Then he just calls for the bell.
He did the spot with Shimatani. I think he was choking him and it went for like, it went too long. But
yeah, he was choking like, he was like slapping him too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the other thing I thought was, since you brought up Shimatani, him coming out and like trying to do the like the big meme man thing is always really cool. Like he has his hands in his hips, like I'm such a mean man. And it's like, okay, you're like 5 foot, buddy. But
I was kind of wondering why is he not in Damnation yet? But I guess it's just funny to have him like. Almost joining Damnation.
Yeah, but they just won't quite take him. It's pretty good. But yeah, this is a fun comedy opener. Pretty standard DDT stuff. Of course. Oh, okay. Yeah. They made two big announcements at the end. Of course, Owatimo Dragon is going to appear on the next Manji Manji this week. But the real Ultimo Dragon is going to appear on July 3rd.
I'm so surprised. Like, what the heck?
So there you go. The real Ultimo Dragon, July 3rd, Manji Manji.
I'm also excited for Endo's match on Tuesday.
Yeah, so Endo is teaming up Mad Paul. You just challenged for the tag titles this Tuesday.
Yep.
So it should be good. The second match of the night, the worldwide match, Mike Bailey defeats the debuting Sammy Guevara with the green tea plunge in 11:40. This was good. It felt like they left something in the holster, you know? Like, it felt like they didn't quite go all out or anything, which I get because it's like match number two on this card, and you know, maybe they're gonna have more later on. But it was like, you know, still like a 3-star match.
And it's our first time watching Sammy Guevara.
Yeah, both of us have never seen him before, which is more understandable for you. I don't watch my own country's wrestling really, so I don't really watch
a lot of independent wrestling in general, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't really watch American indies, so you know, the only way I would have seen him is if he showed up. He might have showed up at a PWG, but I don't know. I didn't see last year's Bola, so maybe, because I usually try to watch Bola every year, but I don't think I saw last year's. He might have been there, but yeah, usually that's the only.
I think I stopped watching PWG for like 2 years or so. I just stopped caring about it.
I mean, I never watch anything but Bola, but I'm pretty sure I missed last year's. So he might have been on that. But that's usually the only way I see these American independent guys that they booked on Bola every year. But yeah, I mean, this was good. Like I said, they started out with like a lot more like grappling stuff than I would have expected, which, you know, I'm into that stuff. So that was fine. And then they started doing the flippy stuff that you would expect them to. I really wish Mike Bailey would stop doing that, like, second turnbuckle to the outside moonsalt thing, because but he always looks like he's gonna decapitate himself on the apron. Like, I'm very scared every time he does it. It does look cool, but I worry too much. I guess, like, that apron stuff really, like, I don't know what it is. Ever since I watched Will Ospreay like almost die, like, I can't take those aprons.
That's like a good comparison. But then again, I don't really like Ospreay.
Oh, it's understandable. And then one thing that stood off in the match for me is Sammy apparently likes to flip people off. And, you know, he was flipping. So he was flipping off Mike Bailey. And then at one point, he finally does it with, like, both fingers. And the announcer call was funny. He was just like, double this, yo. And then double this, nay.
I would get Sammy's wrestling more than how his character going on or whatever, but I really kind of enjoy his performance today.
Yeah, he was good. I get what they were going for basically, but you know, he's basically going to be like this cocky young fire person.
He did a couple of slip ups though in the beginning, but that was like that's like the only major gripe so far, but that was it.
Yeah, it was a good match.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah, basically.
It was fun, but it was standard.
After that, we got the Kudo quiz show to hype up his his 15th anniversary in wrestling, and boy, were there some answers here. I'm just gonna go for a couple. So basically, to set the scene here, it's Kudo sitting in like what looked like a very small izakaya. Most of them are small, honestly. Yep. But sitting in izakaya with a bunch of the other wrestlers, including the quiz host Don Chocodino. And basically, every time Kudo got a question wrong, he had to like down a bunch of DDT sake, like a whole little cup. And some of the questions he got was like, what is the aspect that Sakaguchi respects most about Kudo? Kudo thought it was that he loves his wife, which, given what one of the next questions would be, was quite the answer. But the actual answer turned out to be that he's a pacifist, which is also funny, actually. And then the next one was, what is the aspect that Masa Takanashi wants Kudo to fix? And Kudo got this one right. He cannot keep secrets. So Kudo knew. He knew where that was going. And then Irie asked Kudo, like, how many times has your wife caught you cheating? And Kudo
that
said...
Was the funniest thing.
Because yeah, Kudo said... Kudo said... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I thought it was funny because Kudo couldn't keep a secret, and then his wife caught him cheating for like 5 to 6 times. I thought it was like, he probably couldn't keep his affair.
Yeah. But it makes that answer about his wife, like, even crazier. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
No shit. Yu-Gi-Oh doesn't most respect your wife, your love for your wife that you cheat on all the time, buddy.
And he ends up answering the question after excuses.
Yeah, like, they fast forwarded through all the excuses. It was really funny. But no, he guessed 3, and the actual answer was 5 to 6. So there you go.
Cheating is bad, all right.
Cheating is bad, but, you know, apparently Kudo's Kudo. I don't know. Yeah. But that whole thing was awesome, though. It was really fun. I mean, that summed up everything I love about DDT. It's just so wacky and so, it's like, it feels like a big family. So, but match 3, the Iron Man Heavy Metalweight title, Kudo 15th anniversary memorial match. It was a 6-man tag with Kudo, Yukio Sakaguchi, and Masa Takanashi from Shuten Doji, defeating Don Shokudino, Makoto Oishi, and Super Sadango Machine. Kudo pinned Oishi with the diving double knee drop at 9:43, which also makes him the 1,321st Iron Man champion. A fitting victory for his DDT 15th anniversary.
Also, Oishi almost didn't do anything that much.
Yeah, he really wasn't around much before getting pinned. I mean, the thing that stood out for this match for me the most, and this is another really funny one, was just that Kudo, of course, had to eat ass on his 15th anniversary. What promotion do you think this is? You know? But Dino, there's also early in the match, Dino did like a really like elaborate setup with like a lot of posing for his Rainmaker kiss, and then just like didn't get it. Like, he tried to do it on Sakaguchi, and like, that's not who I would try to do that move on, because he just, you know, he like twirled him around, and Yuki just immediately like slapped him or something. So it was like, yeah, fuck off.
Yeah.
But it's just funny. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was funny, and I thought it was funnier because Kudo had that spot with Dino, and Yuki was just watching that. Watching the whole thing happen without doing anything, and I'm like, this is intentional.
Yeah, but he was basically just like gonna let it happen. But fun little match, and with that, the first half of the card was over. So then we move into more of the serious half of the card here with the KOD 6-man tag team titles. Unfortunately, all in of Konosuke Takeshita, Akito, and Shuma Katsumata defeated.
I'm going to fight them all.
Kota Umeda, Yuki Reno, and Koji Takeda. When Shuma pinned Reno with the Hasta La Vista in 11:16, Umeda Gumi fails in V2, and All Out become the 34th 6-man tag team champions. Yeah, the result I was not happy about either. You know, I think the Umeda team has been an awesome 6-man tag team champion team, and this match again was awesome. So there's probably not my favorite match on the show, my second favorite match on the show. I thought it was awesome.
I think I like Takeshita team. No, not Takeshita. I think I like watching Shunma teaming up with Akito more than Shunma teaming up than Takeshita. I don't know why. He wrestled with Akito. He did this tandem moves with Akito, Shunma with Akito, and I thought it looked cooler than him doing it with Takeshita.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much would agree with that. Takeshita's, you know, he's just such a singles wrestler, I guess. You know, what really stood out, though, was his Takeshita's exchange with Umeda. I mean, like...
Yeah, that was so cool!
They had this exchange for, like, I don't know, like a minute or two, where they just, like, destroying each other with these kicks and these knees, and just... Oh, my, it was really, really crazy.
I'm just really looking for. I hope they have like future single matches in, like in the future.
Yeah, I mean they're both young. You know, that's two very young, two good young guys to have. But the
to point out that Kota Umeda is way too good than the other guys.
Yeah, he's definitely the best one on his team. He does that face buster combo he does where he does like a face buster. Yeah. And then does another one really quickly. Like it doesn't like it looks like nothing else anyone else is doing in wrestling, which is it's difficult to like really have your own moves that like no one else in wrestling is doing these days. But I guarantee you someone on the American Indies is gonna rip that off. That's how it always seems to be how it happens. But yeah, I went like 3 3/4 on this match. I thought it was a really awesome sprint. The only thing that would take it down a little bit was there was a couple little timing mistakes here or there, but not enough to like really make this anything but a really great match. I forgot to mention too, before this match there were a couple big announcements. The first big one,
tag team match.
Yeah, there was the tag team match for it was for Peter Pan.
I think it was Oishi
Oishi and his fiance, who's a Joshi wrestler of a pro wrestling wave, Mizaka Ohada, are going to take on Joey Ryan and his wife, Laura James, in a, you know, who is the craziest husband and wife team in wrestling match. So it's going to be true love in the Sumo Hall in October. The other big announcement, too, was August 25th at Korakuen. Taiyokea of All Japan fame will be at the Korakuen. There's no match from yet, but there you go. The other thing I thought was funny was when they were doing the merch plug, they announced that they're gonna have an online lottery because you know basically gacha. Japan loves their gacha, which 500 yen is you at the Abima TV site. You pay 500 yen, which is like $5 basically in U.S. money. You get random prizes, including the right to pin a wrestler of your choice in the middle of the ring. Although they made sure to note, they may kick out. So there you go.
I think that's pretty awesome for them to do this because it's just wonderful to have like fan interaction and to have fans to experience, even though it's just like pinning a wrestler. I think that's cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Also, it's only 500 yen.
It's only 500 yen, so... I mean, thank God I don't live there because I would. You have no idea how much money I would waste trying to get that fucking pin. Just be like, "This is the time. This is the time. I'm gonna get it." But all right, we have the semi-main event, the DDT Extreme Title 3-Way match. Before the match got underway, there was a pretty cool video package, and they basically explained on that Soma gradually fit into Damnation through. It said on the screen, I think communication equals drinking, so that's how you fit with Damnation. You have to drink a lot outside the ring, which he claimed was something that was sorely lacking in Smile Squash, the Hiroshima unit that he left. So who knows how accurate that is, but that's Soma's claim. But yeah, this match went 15:58. Hiroshima defeated, pinning Soma Takao with the Samato to retain the Extreme title. So this match was okay. There was a really boring lull, I thought, at the beginning and the middle. That would be the biggest problem I had. Like, it just kind of just took a long time to get going. I mean, there was some funny stuff at the very beginning, like when they had claimed, you know, that they were not going to have any interference. So so the other Damnation members and Shuten Doji both went to the back. But then Sasaki and, Paulie and Endo just, like, immediately came back out. And it was like, well, of course. Like, why would you trust Damnation? And then at one point, Sasaki and Soma start tagging in and out like it was a handicap match.
Yeah, that was hilarious, too.
And, like, the ref is like...
Why would you do that? But the ref works, is like, I guess.
What is going on? And I did think... I liked that they at least... They tried to be logical with it and that they pointed it... They pointed out that Sasaki could pin Soma or vice versa to win the belt, but they said the match was about punishing Hiroshima, so that's why they didn't do that. So at least they explained it.
I was kind of hoping that they would go a lot more extreme just because they have this intention of beating up Harashima, but whatever.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of weapons in this match. There were almost more weapons in the main. So yeah.
There were only chairs, and then they used Sasaki's cane, I guess. And
yeah.
I think my timeline were very much pissed that Harashima won.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of made them look like geeks, but, you know, just to lose a match like that, we have a 2-on-1 advantage. I guess the idea was, basically in the finishing stretch, which the finishing stretch is by far the best part of this match, but Soma basically kicked Daisuke by accident, and that, I guess, like, started their downfall. But I don't know. I'm not a big fan of one guy beating two guys, basically. But what are you gonna do?
But I really like Soma working together with Harashima and then just went evil on him again.
Yeah. Soma's can't be trusted, I guess.
Yeah.
Trust
Soma in damnation now.
But okay, match, basically.
Yeah, it was okay.
And then the main event for the KOD Openweight title, Yuya defeating Kasutada Higuchi with the Beast Bomber in 2058 for second defense. There's some cool stuff I thought from the opening promo package. Higuchi basically talked about how he's living his dream, and he's originally from a very conservative rural town, which I thought was interesting. And Irie was talking about how Higuchi is one of the opponents that makes his body ache the following day, but that's the type of wrestling he wants. So, first of all, when Irie came out, he had Sammy Guevara with him. So, apparently, just by virtue of being a foreigner, Sammy is part of the Irie crew, which people were very upset on Twitter by. They were not happy.
I still don't get Irie at all.
I mean, I get, it's starting to come more into focus for me at the end, which we'll get to at the end, but he finally feels like a heel, at least.
I was pretty impressed by him because of that match, but if I have to be honest, like I wouldn't care much about any Irie match.
Yeah, I mean, this was a really good match, and probably the, you know, Higuchi's a great opponent for him, so, you know, it's after this, it's almost like, well, okay, what's next? But we would find out what's next, and what's next is a really big match for Irie. But let's get into the match first. I was, to be clear, before this match, I was not into Irie's character at all yet. I feel like they did a really good job in this match and the post match, finally starting to make his character more clear. But we'll get to that in a sec. So this was crazy, though. This is a really good match. It was just two big guys beating the shit out of each other. I mean, just chopping each other so hard. I thought Irie was bleeding from the chest at one point. Like, that's how chest...
Yeah, I don't think he knows. Nobody knows where the blood comes from.
I think it came from Higuchi's elbow, and that was it. I could definitely see there was some blood coming from Higuchi's elbow. I thought Irie's chest was bleeding, too, but I think it was just so fucking red that it looked like it was bleeding.
Chest.
Yeah, and it just went on his chest, but Higuchi really like chopped the crap out of him. There was that.
I don't know if that was Irie or Higuchi. He did the elbow way too many times. It was awesome, actually.
Yeah, I think it was both of them, but like, and Higuchi was doing like the sumo style slaps a lot to the chest and the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, like once he starts doing those, it's over. Irie did like a slingshot plancha like under a chair covered Higuchi. That was pretty nuts.
Like,
just for a guy that big to be doing slingshot planches at all, let alone under a guy like covered in chairs. I was like, oh my god.
I see you, Irie.
But yeah, then you know, Irie did his basically like I believe the closing stretch was like he did his cannonballs, you know, and double cannonballs in the corner. And then I think it took like three Beast Bombers to finally beat him, but he did get the win. But yeah, I mean, that was really, it was a really awesome match. Easily the best match of Irie's reign so far. I went 4.25 on this. This is definitely worth watching if you missed it. Really, really awesome match.
It was very cool. And I was just fully impressed with Irie.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of Higuchi didn't win, but that's fine.
I want Higuchi to win too. I do think Higuchi is having like an amazing year. And this is the kind of match that again elevates his year to like low key, like most outstanding kind of level. And like he last year, you know, he was like kind of like having a down year where people were like, oh, I don't know about Higuchi anymore. But this year he's been so good that I think he's right back up there as like one of the top heavyweight prospects in the country. I mean, I guess I don't know if you can still call him a prospect. I mean, he's a tag champion. He main events Manji Manji all the time. Yeah. So he just hasn't had that heavyweight title win yet. And this is his fourth time challenging, and he hasn't been able to get the job done yet. But
who knows? He's probably winning the King of DDT.
Yeah, it's possible. But yeah, I thought he's he's really coming along again this year and having an outstanding year, and he's really established himself again as like a rising star in a company. But yeah, so there's a lot of stuff in the post-match, so let's get into that. Imabayashi comes out and he asks, does anybody want to cash in their anytime, anywhere contracts? So Hiroshima comes in and invokes. He says he wants to meet Irie at his best condition. So he said July 22nd, Korakuen. Imabayashi asks if he's also going to put his extreme title on the line. Hiroshima says no, which the crowd like booed very loudly. But then Hiroshima was like, I have someone else in mind for the extreme title match, Antonio Honda, and I have a stip, hide eyes, hide tits, death match. So, because it's a blindfold and bra death match. It's the kind of match like you can only have in DDT. Yeah. So, Hiroshima versus, we're getting Hiroshima and Honda blindfolded with bras on soon, everybody. So, look forward to that. I'm probably looking forward to that more than I'm looking forward to Hiroshima and Irie, I have to be honest, but
that's actually true.
but that's going to be, they're both going to be awesome. So,
yeah.
I mean, obviously Hiroshima and Irie have a lot of history, most of which is Hiroshima beating Irie while Irie cries. So that'll be a very interesting open weight title match. And then here's where really it got into, where it really started to like, Irie's character is starting to come into focus here. You know, Irie basically says, I'm happy he came at the challenge. But this is, by the way, from the DT English update. But DT is shit. Someone as accomplice as you has to challenge using an anytime, anywhere contract. This is nuts. And Imabayashi says, remember Hiroshima, you won't be able to challenge if you lose your contract. Irie basically says, fuck the anytime, anywhere. I'm accepting his challenge. What more do you need? DT is shit. And then Dino says, you aren't satisfied with the anytime anywhere system? And Irie's like, I'm not satisfied with you, and then leaves. So Irie, he's really that's where he like finally started laying on the anti DT gimmick thick.
Yeah.
And that's it's a better thing for him where he's really like, it was sort of there before, and he sort of made little remarks about DDT being too heavily comedy. But this is the first time where it really felt like, okay, I get it. I totally get it now. And he's really doing it now. Like he's very anti-DDT. He doesn't like the way DDT does things. He doesn't like Don Shoko Dino. Like it feels much more like substantial now,
Yeah. And when he said Max, and still like, why would you have the anytime anywhere contract if you're potentially going to lose it?
Yeah, it is kind of weird that he has to hold it for a whole month before, otherwise he doesn't get his title shot. But
and we still have like four out of no, not four. I think three other.
Yeah, three. Has the gauntlet. Yeah, it's oh god, it's Meiko Satomura. I don't remember
that all. Endo.
Oh yeah, Endo has one, and there's one more.
Hiratimo has two.
Oh, Hiratimo, that's right. Okay. But yeah,
I think he has to, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, but I don't think Satomura has lost hers yet, because I remember them saying that she could lose it in Sendai Girls if she gets pinned, just like you can lose your contract with DT if you get pinned. So I don't know. I have to ask somebody who watches more Sendai Girls than me if she's lost. I mean, she never gets pinned, so I doubt it. So, but yeah, so that was the DT Korakuen. I would call this a good show overall. I mean, the main event really delivered. Yeah, the six-man tag title match was really good, and all the comedy was funny. So,
mm-hmm. It's a good balance of good wrestling and good comedy.
Yeah. So, you know, they don't always hit that balance every month, but they hit it more often than they don't. So there's why DDT is such a great promotion to follow. Really quickly, let's see what's coming up here. The next Manji Manji is June 26th, so this Tuesday, of course, from Shinkiba. The opener has the three dragons, Takitomo Dragon, Hirotomo Dragon, and Owatomo Dragon against Daisuke Sasaki, Soma Takao, and Nobuhiro Shimitani. That should be good fun. Then there's the 41-year-old Danshio Kudino is a senior who follows two young people aged 25 and 22 and is fighting three people tag match. So it's Danshio Kudino, Shuma Katsumata, and Yuki Ureno against Yukio Saguchi, Tanomatsu Kotoba, and Mao. So there you go. It's a weird match, it's true. Then there's the Mr. Manji Manji battle with Makoto Oishi versus Koto Umeda, which is for the title of the very prestigious title of Mr. Manji Manji.
Oishi has been asking for a match with Umeda, and Umeda has been ignoring him. So this one is either going to be very funny or it's actually going to be very good.
Yeah. And then the main event, the KOD tag team titles, Daisuke Sakimoto and Katsusada Higuchi defending against Tetsuya Endo and Mad Polly. Very, very much looking forward to that one.
Yep.
And Meiko Satomura is also going to be on the show, which is her first DDT appearance since winning the right to challenge Gauntlet. So could be something there with her. We'll see.
I'm very excited for Meiko to be in the ring with Ishii.
Yeah. Should be fun.
I just watched like Ishii's match. I think it was in. I forgot if. Bazaar, but he wrestled the singles match. I forgot who he wrestled, but it was a very good match.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to point out too, July 8th in the Tokyo Ryogoku KFC Hall, there's going to be some kind of Damnation versus Irie Gun match. They haven't said who's going to be in it yet, but it's like X and X versus X and X. But that'll be cool to see the two, now that DDT has two heel units, to see them really collide. So, I mean, I think it always felt like Irie Gun was supposed to be heel units, but like it really feels concrete now, especially like with him really going hard on the anti-DDT stuff. So I do like that development a lot. I think, you know, before this, it felt very like, you know, wishy-washy with Irie. It's like, oh, he's kind of a heel, but he's kind of not, and whatever. But
and now he's a full-fledged heel.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I think it was Jesse on Twitter at Koji who basically pointed out like, you know, like they could have done this a lot sooner. So, you know, they could have when Akito like basically called out and called him a bitch. It's like he didn't really do anything.
Yeah.
So, but yeah,
it's just like. I think he's trying to figure out how his character is going to be. And I think today, I watched the match today. I think today he kind of figured out everything. So I think that's cool.
Yeah.
And everybody was just impressed by him. So that's good.
But overall, good show. And there's some good stuff coming up. So if you're not watching DET, as always, you're missing out. Should be watching.
Please watch DET.
Please watch DET.
Join us.
We didn't even talk about this, by the way, when I introduced you, but we probably should have. You and I stand like almost the exact same units. It's kind of funny.
Oh yeah.
we both love Damnation DDT, and we both love LIJ and New Japan. I'm probably not quite as big on Oedo Tai as you are. I don't dislike them or anything, but they're not like my unit in Stardom. But I guess 2 out of 3 isn't bad.
Yeah, but it is funny that we love the same groups.
Yeah. I think that's the first reason why I followed you, actually. It's because I saw, like, oh, Damnation and LIJ. All right. But yeah, so that was DDT. And then we can get into New Japan now. New Japan, of course, they have the G1 Climax coming up. The G1, of course, is going to be... a tournament kicking off on July 14th in Tokyo Ota Ward Gym, running all the way through August 11th at the Nippon Budokan back in Tokyo. So RIP, everybody socialize while we have to watch 10,000 shows. But we figured what we'd do today is go through each competitor, and you know, I made like a list of who they're facing, and we'll discuss like what match we're most excited for of their opponents, and you know, maybe then at the end give predictions for who we think might win each block. So let's start with the A block. We'll go in alphabetical order here, so that means Bad Luck Fale is first, and his opponents look like this. July 14th, Tokyo Ota Gym. He starts off the tournament against fellow Bullet Club member Hangman Page. Then in Hokkaido, it's Kazuchika Okada, Korakuen, Hiroshi Tanahashi, Tokyo and Hachiyoji, Evil, Hamamatsu, he faces Jay White, Takamatsu, he faces Togi Makabe, in Fukuoka, he faces Michael Elgin, in Osaka, he faces Yoshihashi, and then he wraps up his tournament at the Nippon Budokan on August 10th against Minoru Suzuki. So anything stand out for you with the underboss?
I think I'm just going to be excited for him going up against Suzuki. I don't know why. I just think that for a big guy and to go up against a kind of smaller guy, but I think Suzuki is much more stronger than Fale. I think it will be interesting. And character-wise, it will be... I think it will be interesting.
I'm not sure they've ever had a singles match yet. I can look that up real fast because I can't remember one, but I could tell you in 2 seconds. It's like a cage match. While I do that, let me just say that I think my most anticipated match is July 20th against Hiroshi Tanahashi at Korakuen Hall. I think they always have really fun matches together. And, you know, last year Tanahashi beat him by count out. So it's like, will he be able to do it again? Oh, here's your answer, by the way. So they have wrestled once in a singles match, but it was November 20th, 2011, when Fale was still King Fale. Yeah, he was still a young boy, and only won 6 minutes and 49 seconds. So essentially, they have never met before. So, like, as far as when Fale was Bad Luck Fale. So it's the first time ever match, basically, and that is pretty exciting. But I like the Fale Tanahashi matches, and you know, I'm always excited to see them, those two face off. So I mean, he's got Okada and Tanahashi back to back, which is kind of interesting. And a lot of people are saying maybe Okada will lose that match because, as we'll get to in a second, maybe he'll start off 0-2. But yeah, I mean, Fale, you know, you kind of know what you're going to get from him. He's not going to have the most exciting match of, you know, every night, but he'll put in some good matches.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering why he was in G1, but I guess it's more of like, in my opinion, I think it's more of tradition. Like, he has been in every G1, so.
Yeah, I think he's a useful.
That's why he's here.
He's a useful guy probably for when you're doing the standings, because like, he can beat anybody, but he can also lose to anybody, you know. So, I mean, if he beats Okada, it's not like it's going to be a big deal. It's like, okay, well, he's a big monster, you know, he beat Okada, whatever. But he can also lose to anyone too. So, all right. So next up, we have Evil, the big thick LIJ boy, and he's starting out his tournament July 14th at the Ota Gym against Michael Elgin. Then in Hokkaido, he faces Yoshihashi, Korakuen against Togi Makabe, Tokyo Hachiyoji against Bad Luck Fale, Hamamatsu against Hangman Page, Takamatsu against Minoru Suzuki, Fukuoka against Tanahashi, Osaka against Okada, and the Budokan on August 10th against Jay White. Who are you most looking forward to seeing the big boy Evil match up against?
It's because I enjoyed their G1, their last G1 match so much. I think I'm still looking forward for Evil versus Okada.
Yeah, that's my pick too, and for the exact same reason. So, I mean, it's going to be, I would say, to give another answer too, I go Tanahashi maybe, because I really like the little midi feud they had. But yeah, he has Tanahashi and Okada back to back. So those are going to be two really fun matches.
I'm also excited for him to go up against Jay though.
Yeah, because that's never happened. So, I mean, Jay White has a lot of first-time matches here. Yes. But yeah, I mean, that'll be, and they could both be, they could both still be in the mix at the end there.
Yeah.
So
I think I could see Jay and Evil getting a lot of points in the block.
Yeah. So it's very possible. But some good stuff for Evil, really. You know, I'd say he's very backloaded. Like early on, you know, who cares about Elgin? Who cares about Yoshihashi? But once you get to the end, he has Suzuki, Tanahashi, Okada, and Jay White all in a row. So like that's four really good matches to finish his tournament on. So he might finish off his tournament like one of the hotter guys. So,
true.
All right, Hangman Page up next, making his G1 debut.
First timer.
He starts out, him and Jay White, I think, are the only first timers in the tournament. He starts out July 14th at Oda Gym against Bad Luck Fale, Hokkaido against Michael Elgin, Corkin against Okada, Tokyo Hachiyoji against Tanahashi. Everybody's getting Okada Tanahashi back to back. Hamamatsu against Evil, Takamatsu against Jay White, Fukuoka against Makabe, Osaka against Minoru Suzuki, and then he wraps things up at the Budokan against Yoshihashi. All right, so what are you most looking forward to from Mr. Hangman?
Maybe it's weird, but I really want to see Paige versus Evil. I just want him, like, Paige doing, like, a standing shooting star press only to be caught by Evil.
I mean, there could be some good stuff there. The two of them are both going to probably lariat each other a lot.
Yeah.
I think I'm most excited for Paige and Okada. I think especially at Korakuen. I think that could end up being a really good match, like a really surprisingly good match. But yeah, I mean, he's got most of his big matches like right in the middle. He's got like Okada, then Tanahashi, then Evil, then White. So, yeah. You know, pretty stacked right there in the middle. That he kind of wraps up with, you know, when you wrap up against Yoshihashi, I don't think you're going to be in the mix, but who knows, I guess. But then Hiroshi Tanahashi, he starts things off July 14th at the Oda Gym against Minoru Suzuki. What a way to start your tournament there. Then Hokkaido against Jay White, Korakuen against Bad Luck Fale, Tokyo Hachiyoji against Hangman Page, Hamamatsu against Togi Makabe, Takamatsu against Yoshihashi, Fukuoka against Evil, Osaka against Michael Elgin, and the Budokan against Okada. So what are you most looking forward to for the ace?
I think we have the same pick. I'm really looking forward for Tana versus Okada.
Okay, I'm actually going to go off the board then, because my pick was Tana and Suzuki, because I really like that.
That sounds more interesting, actually.
I mean, it's a great way to start the tournament, and I thought they had an awesome match at New Beginning. So, you know, they haven't faced each other since, so it's like Tanahashi's chance for revenge. Yeah. But, I mean, the Tana-Okada match will be awesome, too. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you Tana-Okada won't be great. But we did just see it, though, is the only thing I'm thinking. Like,
yeah. You know.
But
I think Tana Suzuki will be fun.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great way to bookend your tournament. You start with Suzuki and end with Okada. So, but, yeah, it's Tanahashi, you know. What can I say? He's probably going to have a bunch of good matches. And then we got Jay White, the other man, making his G1 debut. He starts off at the Oda Gym against Okada. And then Hokkaido, he faces Tanahashi, so another guy facing them back-to-back. Corkin Hall against Michael Elgin. In Tokyo Hachiyoji against Minoru Suzuki. Hamamatsu against Bad Luck Fale. Takamatsu against Hangman Page. Fukuoka against Yoshihashi. Osaka against Makabe. And he wraps it up in the Budokan against Evil. So this one I think will have the same answer, but what are you most looking forward to for Jay White?
Okada.
Yep. I mean, I don't really know how you could answer anything else. I mean, he's starting the tournament out against his former Chaos teammate, and
former. You know,
not former. Maybe former. Maybe soon to be former.
Way into the future.
I'm going very, very, very into the future. But okay, his current Chaos teammate. Maybe I should say former leader, though, because he said. Soon to be former leader, because I got to ask him some questions on the Axis G1 presser, the press call, and I asked him about this match, and he like went into all like he was doing the interview like out of character. When I asked him about this, he went very much in character and was like,
maybe it's for the leadership of chaos. And I was like, oh man. So Jay White thinks he's going to beat Okada here and be proclaimed the new leader of chaos. So
also, this is like on day one, right?
Okay. Yeah, day one. Oh yeah. So okay. Hell of a way to start the tournament.
Interesting too, because it's Okada has
oh, sorry, go
some
ahead.
Kind of in character.
Yeah, it's the main event of day one too. So. But yeah, it should be really. I really am looking forward to this one. I think, you know, it could end up being a really awesome match. And even it's a good thing where even if it doesn't end up being a really awesome match, it still should be like a really important match from like a storyline perspective. So yeah. I think either way it'll be worthwhile. Okay, so then speaking of Okada, he's next. He starts out in the Oda Gym against Jay White. Then he faces Bad Luck Fale in Hokkaido. In Korakuen, he faces Hangman Page. In Tokyo Hachiyoji, he faces Togi Makabe. In Takamatsu, he faces Michael Elgin. In Fukuoka, Minoru Suzuki. Osaka, he faces Evil. And he wraps up at the Budokan against Hiroshi Tanahashi. So what are you most looking forward to for Okada?
I'm going back to Evil.
Yeah, going back to Evil. I mean, there's so many here.
He's going to have great matches with everybody, so.
Yeah, I mean, like, the only stuff I'm really not that into is, like, you know, there's three in a row where I think I'm not that interested with Makabe, Yoshihashi, and Elgin. Yeah. But other than that, like, everything else should be pretty good. It's a really tough call for me between, like, Jay White and Suzuki and Evil and Tanahashi. I'm really looking forward to all four of those. I think I'm going to go with Jay White for all the reasons we just mentioned. But it's really close. I think all the four of those matches are going to be really good.
I think if you're looking into like storylines, you would be excited for Okada versus Jay. But if you are looking for the wrestling or whatever, you could go for Okada versus Evil or Suzuki.
Yeah, or Tanahashi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we skip Michael Elgin?
Please.
Yeah. He's here. I wish he wasn't. The end. Minoru Suzuki. He starts out. I will say too about Michael Elgin, by the way, but before we move past him, even beyond all the other reasons why he fucking sucks, that match with Hiroki Goto fucking sucked.
Oh,
anyway.
It went too long.
It went like a half an hour and it was no good. So
I didn't care. So I left the room. Like I kept the stream on for some reason, and then I went back, it's still on.
Yeah, it was really bad. Minoru Suzuki, he starts out his tournament on July 14th in Oda Gym against Hiroshi Tanahashi, July 16th in Hokkaido against Togi Makabe, the Korakuen Hall against Yoshihashi, Tokyo Hachiyoji against Jay White, Hamamatsu against Michael Elgin, Takamatsu against Evil, Fukuoka against Kazuchika Okada, Osaka against Hangman Page, and he wraps things up in the Budokan against Bad Luck Fale. What are you most looking forward to from the king of pro wrestling?
I think either with Okada or Jay, because I'm just kind of fascinated with the fact that Suzuki is going up against Jay, and I'm kind of interested how they would go together.
That is my pick too, for the exact same reason. Yep. I mean, like Jay, and because like I can't, that's one of those matches I can't really picture in my head until it happens. So like, yeah. what is Suzuki gonna react to when Jay White like starts doing his like wacky like chop dodging that he does and stuff like that? Like, I think he's gonna get really angry. So it could be really entertaining. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to that, and that's in Hachioji on July 22nd. So pretty early on, his fourth match of the tournament.
Just two different style.
Yeah, very different.
Colliding style. Into one.
Yeah. And then, you know, another fate first time match in Osaka against Hangman Page, that might be pretty interesting. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah. All right. So then we get into the kind of the dregs of the A block. Although I like Makabe, but he's very old at this point. So Togi Makabe, he starts out against Yoshihashi. Then in Hokkaido, he faces Minoru Suzuki. Korakuen against Evil. Hachiyoji against Okada. Hamamatsu against Tanahashi. Takamatsu against Bad Luck Fale. Fukuoka against Hangman Page, Osaka against Jay White, and he wraps things up in the Budokan against Michael Elgin. What are you most looking forward to from the Unchained Gorilla?
I don't care.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know what? I think I would just his match with Suzuki would be great just because they already had a match before together. And yeah, that wasn't, like, I don't really care about him unless it's Kojima in the block.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really hard. Maybe him and Evil could be good. Maybe they'll just, like, lariat the crap out of each other.
Yeah.
Especially at Corrigan will be really into it. So,
yeah,
I could see that being probably maybe his best match. So, let's go with that. Yoshihashi, the final competitor we have to talk about in A block, opens things up at Oda Gym. I know, against Togi Makabe. Hokkaido against Evil. Corrigan against Minoru Suzuki. Hachioji against Michael Elgin. Hamamatsu against Okada. Takamatsu against Hiroshi Tanahashi. Fukuoka against Jay White. Osaka against Bad Luck Fale. And Budokan against Hangman Page. What are you most looking forward to from Mr. Headhunter?
I just want to see Yoshihashi versus Okada. Just because I love when members in the same faction fight together.
Yeah, I guess I would go with that too. It's tough because it's Yoshihashi, and I'm really not that excited for anything he's going to do. I mean, look, he
already had a match before together before, right?
Who Yoshihashi and who?
Yoshihashi and Okada.
I think so. I can look that up for you. But yeah, I mean, like it's very. I don't know. Like, I really would rather. I'm going to be honest. I'd rather have Taichi here.
Yoshihashi is kind of a mixed bag in the G1.
Yeah, he tries his best, but, like, I don't know. I mean, it's very weird because last year, or not last year, 2 years ago, in the 2016 G1, I thought he was pretty good. And then last year I just thought he sucked. So I don't know what it is with him, but, like, he really could not, I don't know, he just really couldn't do it. So Okada and Yoshihashi have had one one-on-one match since they were both young lions. It was that fucking 4.5 minute terrible match they had when they both came back from excursion on January 4th, 2012. That's the last time they faced each other.
45 minutes?
Huh?
How long was it?
No, only 4 minutes, 4.5
minutes. Oh, 4 minutes. I thought it was 45. Wait.
No, it was like really bad. The crowd didn't like it. And that's when Okada came out at the end of the show and challenged Tanahashi. That's why they were like, who are you, buddy? You just came back and had a crappy 4.5 minute match. But no, I mean, like, you know, so this will be the first time facing each other in like 6.5 years, which is wow. So I guess I got to go with that too then. I mean, you know, they really have not fought each other in a long time. I didn't even realize. But all right. Thank you to Cage Match for letting us learn these new things. All right, so that's the A block. Who do you see coming out of the A block? I think it's really going to be, it's really hard to pick anyone but Okada here. Even if he doesn't win the G1, I think he's winning this block.
I can totally see Okada winning, but I can also see Tanahashi winning this too.
Yeah. Maybe Jay White is your dark horse.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, I think it's possible, but
like a poll in Japan and they voted for Evil to win the A block.
Yeah.
I thought it was very interesting.
I don't think he will, but I hope he does.
Oh. But I think he will get like higher points, I guess.
Yeah, I think he'll get like 10 points or something, maybe 10 or 12. But yeah, A block, not as exciting as the B block as we're going to get into here, but there's some good stuff there.
Yeah.
But let's start with the B block alphabetically here with Hiroki Goto. He opens things up July 15th, the Oda Gym against Sanada. Then Korakuen against Kenny Omega. Korakuen against Tomohiro Ishii. The B block is two straight nights of Korakuen. Niigata against Toriano. Aichi against Tetsuya Naito. Kagoshima against Kota Ibushi. Osaka against Tamatanga. Yokohama against Zack Sabre Jr. And he wraps things up with the Budokan on August 11th against Juice Robinson. What are you most looking forward to for the Never Open Weight Champion?
All right. I have a hard time choosing anybody in Block B because it's just so packed.
I know. It's like just murderer's row and just awesome stuff.
I'll go with Ishii.
Yeah, that was going to be my pick too. And I want to look up and see who...
I want some boys to beat up each other.
I'm going to look up really quick when the last time they fought each other is because laying on a one-on-one match, because obviously they're both in chaos now, so it must be like, it must have been a while. Let's see. The last time Goto and Ishii went one-on-one, it was actually last year. What am I talking about? And they faced each other in the G1. This will be their fourth year in a row on the same block.
Oh, so there you go. Awesome.
Yeah, I don't really remember the match last year. It was the first night. That's probably why. So it was it was in Sapporo, so the very first night. And yeah. Anyway, so for Goto, yeah, I'm going to go Ishii as well. And especially that being a Korakuen. I mean, you know, Korakuen always gives anything a lift, but especially like, you know, two guys like that beating the crap out of each other, they'll be very into that. So, I mean, you know, you can't go wrong with a lot of these matches. I mean, I can't wait to see them against Naito again and Aichi. You know, their final in the New Japan Cup is still one of my favorite matches. I'm sure I'll have a great match with Ibushi and Omega. And, you know, what are you gonna say? It's the B block is stacked. Juice Robinson opens things up in Oda Gym against Tama Tonga. Then Korakuen against Ibushi. Korakuen against Naito. He's got Ibushi and Naito back. Oh my God, look at this. Niigata against Omega. So Juice has Ibushi, Naito, Omega back to back to back. Aichi against Toriano. Kagoshima against Sanada. Osaka against Zack Sabre Jr. Yokohama against Ishii. And the Budokan against Hiroki Goto. So what are you most looking forward to for Juice Robinson?
All right. Having a hard time again. I think I would like to see Juice versus Kenny again. Last year was kind of good. In my opinion, it was good, but it was not that good. So I think Juice has been stepping up this year. I'm very excited for him to go up against Omega again.
Yeah, I mean, you can go with any of those three. I'm going to go off the board a little bit, and I'm going to say Sonata. I think, for some reason, I just think those two... Yeah, I think they could have a really, really good match against each other. Let's see, when's the last time they fought each other one-on-one? They did face each other last year in the G1.
Oh.
There you go, in Fukuoka. So I think I remember liking that, but...
Go up against Zach?
Let's see, Juice and Zach.
I don't think so, but it'd be interesting.
Last year in the U.S. title tournament.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Zach beat Juice. It was the first round. But, all right, but it'll be a cool little run for Juice here. We'll see how far he can go. After that, we have the IWGP Heavyweight Champion, Mr. Motormouth Kenny Omega. Starts out in Tokyo Oto Gym on July 15th against Tetsuya Naito. And talk about a way to start your tournament. Korakuen Hall against Goto. Korakuen Hall against Tama Tonga. Niigata against Juice Robinson. Aichi against Sanada. Kagoshima against Zack Sabre Jr. Osaka against Ishii. Yokohama against Yano. And Budokan against Ibushi. So, what are you most looking forward to for Kenny Omega?
Like, of course, I would be excited for Omega versus Ibushi, but I'm mostly excited for him against Naito.
It's such a hard choice, right? Because, like, I don't know. I mean, I really wanted the obvious answer. I thought you were going to say Ibushi, but, like, the more you think about it, first of all, Omega won't shut the fuck up, which really makes that Naito match, you know, it does add heat to that Naito match, I have to say. I don't want to get into the whole thing about whether or not it was racist, but, like, you know. I think there was a better way to say it. I've been over this on Twitter a million times already, so whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's run his mouth so much that I really can't wait to see if Naito can shut it. But I still have to go with the Ibushi match, though, because I've been waiting for that match for so long.
Yeah.
So I got to go with the Ibushi match. But it's really close. I mean, that's a crazy way to bookend your tournament with Naito.
I think I'm very excited for Omega versus Naito just because they have been running They just have been having fun with this, working out the fans.
Yeah, they've been running their mouths against each other nonstop. So, you know, obviously, there's other stuff too, though. There's Omega Yano, which will be really funny again, I'm sure. Omega Ishii, they always like kill each other. Has Omega Sabre? I mean, when the fuck have those two fought each other? Like, watch, I'm gonna look it up and it's gonna be like, last year, you idiot. But let's see.
They ever they ever have been in a match together, I guess.
Let's say Zack Sabre.
But it was fun though.
Okay, so this is a real, this is legitimately a first time in New Japan one. They faced each other once on a show in the UK in 2013. And Kenny Omega beat him March 8th. But that's the only time they ever faced each other one-on-one. So there you go.
This will be like their first ever New Japan match.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's a, you know, the last match was 5 years ago in England. So, you know, might as well be a first time match. But yeah, I mean, like, there's some good stuff here for sure. I mean, Goto. Omega and Goto always have great matches together.
Yeah.
So, you know, lots of good stuff here. Mm-hmm. Then we get to move on to Kota Ibushi. I'm losing my voice for some reason. But it starts out at the Oda Gym against Zack Sabre Jr., Corkin Hall against Juice Robinson, Corkin again against Toriano, Niigata against Sanada, Aichi against Ishii, Kagoshima against Hiroki Goto, Osaka against Tetsuya Naito, Yokohama against Tamatanga, and the Budokan against Omega. What are you most looking forward to for Ibushi?
Everybody.
I think it has to be Kenny, but you could really go with a lot of.
I mean, I'm very excited for Ibushi versus Kenny, and I think him against Naito would be fun. I've never seen him against Sanada.
Yeah.
I think him against Yano would be hilarious.
Probably will be. Let's see though if Kota Ibushi has faced Sanada. Given when Sanada showed up and when Ibushi hasn't been around, it wouldn't surprise you if they didn't face each other, but let's see. But yeah, I mean, like, Ibushi and, you know, Ibushi and Omega, that has to be the most anticipated one, I think. But you still have Ibushi Naito, which is a rematch. No, they've only ever faced each other once in a 10-man tag. So that's crazy. So Ibushi and Sanada really have never faced each other. Anyway, Ibushi Naito, that was like a 5-star match last year, I thought. So I'm very excited to see what they can do this year. I'm a little bit bummed it's not the main event.
Kilo too.
Okay, sorry.
Ibushi did an interview before, and he was referring to Naito a lot. He was saying "tranquilo" and what is going on with these guys?
Yeah, it was a little bit like he was dropping some hints or something. But yeah, Ibushi and Naito. You know, I'm a little bit annoyed that's not the main event. They're going with Omega and Ishii. Yeah, I get it because Omega's the champion, but like, I hope it doesn't preclude Ibushi and Naito from having another like absolute classic because they're both so awesome. But yeah, I have to go to Omega here, but there's a lot to look forward to. I mean, Ibushi Ishii will be great. Ibushi Goto will be great, you know. Ibushi Sabre. But yeah, should be a good tournament for Ibushi. Sanada, he starts out at the Oda Gym against Hiroki Goto, moves into Korakuen against Tamatanga, Korakuen against Zack Sabre Jr., Niigata against Ibushi, Aichi against Omega, Kagoshima against Juice Robinson, Osaka against Yano, Yokohama against Naito, and he wraps up with the Budokan against Ishii. I think we'll have the same answer for this one, but what do you got for Sanada? Huh?
It's Naito, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, how could it not be? 2 years ago, the LIJ Explodes match was Naito and Evil. Last year, it was Sanada and Evil in an awesome match. And this year, it's Naito and Sanada. So Sanada, like, refusing to do the little fist bump with him at Cork, and I was like, oh, no.
And saying that Sanada is leaving LIJ, and I'm like, don't be ridiculous.
No, it's not.
Feelings like this.
They do this every year. I mean, like, we're two guys in the same unit face cut. It doesn't mean they're going to leave or anything.
Yeah.
They're just doing a little thing to hype up the match. But yeah, I'm really excited for that, and you know, plenty of other matches here too. I think he's going to have a real banger of a tournament. So, I mean, I think Sanada is one of the most underrated guys in wrestling in general. So, but I think he's going to have a really good tournament. Not one of the most underrated guys in wrestling, Tamatanga. He opens up the tournament at the Oda Gym against Juice Robinson, Corrigan against Sanada, Corrigan against Kenny Omega, Niigata against Naito, Aichi against Zack Sabre Jr., Kagoshima against Ishii, Osaka against Goto, Yokohama against Kota Ibushi, and the Budokan against Toriano. Who are you most looking forward to for Tamatanga?
I think because of the Bullet Club drama alone, Yeah. I'm more excited with Tama versus Kenny Omega.
Yeah, that's my answer too. And I don't really see. I mean, look, you're not going to get a ton of classics out of Tama Tonga. It's not going to happen. So I think the most interesting thing is as well the Bullet Club drama with Kenny. Last year, he was very angry when he faced Kenny. He was like, what the hell is the Elite? What the fuck is that? Like, he was really angry. So they made up at the end. So I'll be interested to see if they do something similar here or if, you know, it's more respectful. But I guess we'll see.
I was wondering, like, where did that storyline go? Because it just kind of stopped like that. And then everybody kind of shifted their focus to Cody and Ibushi and Kenny and the Young Bucks. And we kind of forgot about the OGBC.
Yeah. I mean, if you watch that thing they put up with Cody, it sort of seemed like Tama Tonga was going to say something like, you know, I'm the real leader before Cody, like, cut off his video, which was interesting. But, yeah, that just went up yesterday, I think. It was like a G1 thing they did with all the Bullet Club.
Yeah, I didn't watch it just because I don't want a lot of negativity in my timeline.
Then Tetsuya Naito, it's July 15th, he takes on Kenny Omega at the Oda Gym. Then Corkin Hall against Ishii, Corkin Hall against Juice Robinson, Niigata against Tama Tonga, Aichi against Hiroki Goto, Kagoshima against Yano, Osaka against Ibushi, Yokohama against Sanada, and he wraps up with the Budokan against Zack Sabre Jr. So what's your most anticipated Naito match?
Yeah, it's either Omega or Ibushi, to be honest. And Sanada.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the three. I'm going to go with Kenny because just all the shit they've talked in the past few weeks. I just really can't wait to go in there and see them tear it up. But you could easily go with Ibushi or Sanada too. So there's a lot there. I mean, and then he'll probably, and then we're all, like, he's going to face Tomohiro Ishii at Korakuen Hall. And we're just like, eh.
Yeah.
I mean, that'll be a really good match too. And they always have really good matches together. And it's going to be at Korakuen.
So that'll be something to watch.
Yeah. And Naito Goto too. They always have really good matches together. Yeah, so there's a lot here to dig into. Tomohiro Ishii opens up at the Oda Gym against Toriano. Corkin Hall against Naito. Corkin Hall against Goto. Niigata against Zack Sabre Jr. Aichi against Ibushi. Kagoshima against Tama Tonga. Osaka against Omega. Yokohama against Juice Robinson. And he wraps it up at the Budokan against Sanada. What's your most anticipated Ishii match?
I think... I just want Ishii to fight everybody. I just want him to beat up everybody. I think I'm most excited for him going up against Ibushi. I think they had a fun match like a few times before.
Yeah.
So I think this year will be another good match from them.
I'm going to go... I don't know. There's so many. I'm going to go Naito. I really like their chemistry together, and it's at Korakuen, so I think that gives a little boost. I think it's going to be really good. I could go with Ibushi, I could go with Kenny and Osaka. That'll probably be really good too. But I mean, there's no wrong answers with the B block. There's so many guys. Mm-hmm. I guess Tama Tonga would be a wrong answer, but
yeah.
I'm picking on poor Tama Tonga here. But Toriano opens things up at the Oda Gym against Ishii. Korakuen against Zack Sabre, Korakuen against Ibushi, Niigata against Goto, Aichi against Juice Robinson, Kagoshima against Naito, Osaka against Sanada, Yokohama against Omega, and finishes up at the Budokan against Tama Tonga. What are you most looking forward to for Toriano?
I'm going to go with Zack, I guess.
Because you just can't picture it, I guess.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with Kenny because they had such a funny match last year. Like, I'm really looking forward to the rematch. You could say the same thing for Sanada, though, too, because they had a really funny match.
Yeah,
so,
I chose to Zach because I won't know what's going on. Like, I can't imagine what will happen.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah.
The last participant in the B block and the G1 in general, Zack Sabre Jr. opens things up at Tokyo Oda Gym against Kota Ibushi, Korakuen against Yano, Corkin against Sanada, Niigata against Ishii, Aichi against Tamatanga, Kagoshima against Kenny Omega, Osaka against Juice, Yokohama against Goto, and he finishes off with at the Budokan against Tetsuya Naito. What's your most anticipated match for Mr. Saber?
I think he will have a great match with Kenny Omega.
So yeah.
I'm very excited for that.
That's my pick too, because I think we went over it was a first time match and all that. So
yeah,
basically a first time match. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, so overall the B block is friggin' stacked. Yeah. Loaded. I mean, the B block is just so many great guys. Who's going to win this block?
My heart wants Naito.
Yep, same for me, of course.
But my head says Ibushi.
Yeah, that's exactly how I'm leaning too. I think it's going to be Okada Ibushi in the final with Okada winning. So I'm going to go with Ibushi here too. But like, obviously, I would love it to be Naito. So
I think a lot of people kind of bet that Sanada might be like this surprise.
Yep, he could be the goat. He could be a dark horse. Zach too could be a dark horse.
Yeah.
But I think Ibushi and Naito have to be your favorites. I don't see it being Kenny, just because he's champion. But Ibushi and Naito, I think, are your two favorites. But overall, who are you going to pick to win the G1? I'm sticking with Okada.
Same.
Yeah, I just think it's his year.
I think Okada's winning.
Yeah. All right. So that's your G1 preview, everybody. It kicks off July 14th at the Ota Ward Gym. Before that, of course, there's the G1 special in San Francisco show on July 4th. Do you want to go over that card real quick, too, while we're previewing stuff? Why not? Because the full card is out, so we can go. And I don't know when else we're going to do a preview. It's July 7th, actually. I think it's the 4th. But Saturday, July 7th, G1 Festival in San Francisco. I'm going to be in California, but I'm not going to be at this show, sadly. I'm going to be at Anime Expo. So, all right. The opening match is a 10-man tag. Yoshihashi, Gedo, Rocky Romero, Sho and Yo against Tamatanga, Tonga Loa, Yujiro Takahashi, Chase Owens, and King Haku. So this should be something. I mean...
Yeah, with King Haku in there.
King Haku in there. I mean, it should be something else.
It was, I think picking him makes sense because of Tama and Tanga. Tanga, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just so random.
It's pretty random. Match two.
I will probably watch that match because of Roppongi Trigger, but whatever.
Yeah. Match two, Ishii and Yano against Minoru Suzuki and Zack Sabre Jr.
Yeah, it'll be something.
Yeah, it's pretty standard like New Japan little tag openers, but I don't really like the Ishii Yano team. It's not really my thing. I just don't think they work that well together. But
wait, didn't Ishii has like he's currently in a feud with Suzuki or something?
Yeah, for the British heavyweight title. They will have had their title match before this.
Oh, so title, okay, yeah.
Title match is like June 30th or something.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't forget they have a show in UK.
Yeah, they have two shows in the UK. That's coming up next weekend, basically. All right, so Kushida and Hiroshi Tanahashi against Marty Scurll and Hangman Page. That's kind of whatever for me.
Same.
Yeah. Match four, the Never Openweight title. Hiroki Goto defending against Jeff Cobb. This could be really good.
Yeah, I'm very excited for that. And I think Jeff Cobb is a better wrestler than Elgin, so.
I mean, I definitely agree with that. And, you know, in their advantage here is they're not main eventing. They're far down the card, so they won't try to go 32 minutes either. So that'll probably help them out. The fifth match for the IWGP. Oh, no chance Cobb wins, though, I think. The fifth match for the IWGP Tag Team titles, the Young Bucks, Nick and Matt Jackson, defend against Sanada and Evil. I would really want LIJ to win back the belts here. I just don't think it's going to happen.
I agree with you because it's too fast for Young Bucks to like lose the title.
Yeah.
And it's in America, so
yeah.
I don't trust LIJ winning in San Francisco.
Yeah, but it should be a good match, though. I mean, the last one was good.
Yeah.
Then we have Okada and Will Ospreay against Naito and Bushi. This could be really fun, actually.
Yeah.
You know, Will Ospreay, we're not going
to
see.
Finally, Bushi has something to do.
Yeah, finally, this is the highest Bushi's been on the card on, you know, other than BOS Best of Super Junior in a while. So
yeah,
and he's gonna, you know, and Naito is gonna be very over. He was last time in Long Beach, so I think this will be a really good match. Match number 7, the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Title, Hiromu Takahashi versus Dragon Lee. This is the match when they announced that was like made me most regret not going to the show.
Yeah.
But I mean, this, you know what, they've had so many awesome matches, and I'm sure they're gonna go all out here.
Yeah, especially with Hiromu having like a blast for the past few months.
Yeah. Then the semifinal for the IWGP US title, Jay White defending against Juice Robinson. Could be kind of a tough spot for them just because they're, you know, they're following Hiromu Dragon Lee. Yeah. And they're right before the main event, but yeah. I think they'll pull it out. I think they'll have a good match.
And everybody is kind of waiting for Juice to win any title, to be honest. So I think everybody is going to be behind Juice.
Yeah. So much. I think the crowd will be into him. Do you think Juice wins?
I think so, but I don't want to because I really like if they would keep the U.S. title holders non-Americans.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. And I think it works for Jay White's character to have this belt, so I don't know. I hope Jay White wins, but I agree with you that Juice probably will win.
Yeah.
Then the main event for the IWGP Heavyweight title, Kenny Omega defending against Cody. You know, I'm sure if you're a much bigger Bullet Club fan than either one of us are, you probably are more hyped for this. This is just kind of what it, yeah, this is kind of just whatever for me.
Sorry, I don't care.
Yeah, it's not really that big a deal, but, you know, they'll probably have a good match, I guess. Yeah. I didn't really like the one in Ring of Honor that much, but I think it'll probably be a little bit more of a straight-up match than, like, the kind of angle-heavy match that was. So,
do you think Ibushi will show up?
I don't think so, but I guess who knows. But yeah, overall, pretty good card. Not the greatest card we've ever seen, but definitely some good matches here. So, and we're going to talk the review of that show. It's going to be with me and Jesse, who hasn't watched New Japan in like 6 years or something. So we'll see what she thinks of the show. You need to do that based on like if the Caps won the cup, she'll come on and do the, I think originally you said All In, but then we ended up going with the Moo Palace. So. But yeah, so that's the July 7th at the Cow Palace G1 special. All right, let's get into some questions here because we got a bunch of them. Joel Abraham at Joel J. Abraham, one of the co-hosts of the Super J cast. What do you think of Kenny's statement that LIJ have limited appeal outside of Japan? I think he's clearly working, and I think it's clearly wrong because, like, when I was I was at that Strong Style Evolved show, you know, in Long Beach, and the crowd went nuts for him. So I just, you know, it's just not, doesn't have any basis in reality. And I think if you've watched the Ring of Honor tour he was on before, the crowd was going nuts for him. So I don't know. Charisma is charisma. I think it was Milano Cluxin-AT who said it, like on the Strong Style Evolved show when he came out, like he said something like, you know, Japanese charisma is worldwide charisma. It's true, you know? He asked, why does asking questions rustle people's Jimmy so much? I don't know, Joel. It does. People get really upset. What's your favorite brand flavor of crisp? I don't really have one. It's not an American thing. Why is the Super J cast so great? Because you're on it. There you go.
And also I got a shout out during one of their episodes, so that's why it's cool.
Oh yeah, I did too. They were talking about like other podcasts people listen to, and Joe brought up the Wrestling Omakase. I don't think his co-host Damon knew anything about it, but at least Joel did put us over. So thank you for that, Joel. At Yesterday Dances, someone I've known on Twitter for actually someone I knew way back in the day when we used to go to Ring of Honor, but just reconnected on Twitter. But Damnation. Would Damnation LIJ forming a supergroup kill us all with the awesomeness? I think the answer is clearly yes. Yes. Then at P Cakes Midwest, Who would Naito have a better long-term feud / series of matches with, Okada or Omega? I mean, I think he's doing both as we go right now, and so far the Omega one's better, I have to say.
Yeah.
I really like the Okada match. The Okada feud almost peaked with the first match. Not the CTE one where they're both young lions, but like the one at Korakuen in 2012 when Okada was defending against Omega right after he had won the title. That's my favorite match of theirs. That's such an awesome match. If you've never seen it, you should definitely go back and see it. But their two Tokyo Dome matches just weren't quite at that level. And yeah. I like the first Tokyo Dome match better than this last one. But, you know, we'll see what happens from here on out. They've still got more matches to have. The Omega thing, like, every time they have a match, it's fucking awesome. So, yeah. Do you think Gato is over the thought of Naito ever having a long reign again and being the face of the company? I don't know how Gato thinks. He's a weird guy. I mean, it sure sounds like he's not really that on board with it, but I hope he changes his mind, because
especially Naito, with the new president, president or CEO? Wait.
Yeah, president. I think. Yeah.
What is new Dan Harrell's job right now?
I think it is president. Yeah.
Okay. I think he knows how popular Naito is. I don't think they're over with the idea of Naito being like the champ, or
because remember he came on board by pitching the LRJ Bears.
Yeah.
And saw how fast they sold. So hopefully,
mm-hmm.
But I guess we'll have to wait and see. All right. So Dylan Harris of Eastern Lariat and Lucha Talk and a bunch of other podcasts. He's at Dylan Zero Sky on Twitter. He says, who has the best ass in DDT? Who'd you, Endo? Yeah, Endo. I have to go with Endo too.
Shuji posted a picture of it. I don't know why. And I was like, okay, now I've seen it.
Then next question, could Miyu Yamashita beat up New Japan's Okada in a real fight? Absolutely.
Yeah. Totally. She just
beat the shit out of him. Have you seen her thighs? I mean, come on.
I think she just has to practice to kick higher. That's it.
Yeah, basically, that's it. After the Sonata Naito match, will we see them fist each other again, or will the tension blow up and it lead to him leaving LIJ? I think they're going to fist each other. I think they're not going to. I don't think Sonata's going anywhere.
Yeah. Here's the thing. They really like having rivalries inside the group.
Yeah.
And they're very competitive. That's all.
Yeah. At Packerman 120, how high do you think Kota Umeda can reach in wrestling? I think he could be a DDT champion for sure.
Yeah. I think he could be like, I don't know. I just see a slight Takeshita in him. Just a slight.
Yeah.
Also, I can see like a bit of Ibushi in him.
So I definitely agree.
Without
I think
the flipping, actually.
Yeah, I think he could be a top star in DDT for yeah. sure. As of right now, before the G1, what do you think the main event of Wrestle Kingdom is? I know there's been a lot of speculation, yeah. you know, the as far as what the actual, like, you know, maybe they're going to save Okada Naito for the 2020 Dome because it's on a weekend. They could try to draw like a really, really big crowd. I don't really buy that because you're like risking a lot to try to save that match, you know, for another year and a half. I mean, who the hell knows if what both guys will be doing by then, what how hot they'll be. It just doesn't make any sense. So to me, I'm still operating under the assumption that the Tokyo Dome main event is Okada Naito again.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you feel the same way?
I feel the same way, though. I think it's either Naito versus Omega or Naito. I just want Naito to main event for Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah. I'm going to say that's still the main event, but, you know, I could see Naito Omega. It would just depend on, like, you know, maybe whether or not the, at that point, it's like, will they put a main event Tokyo Dome on without Okada?
Yeah.
It's basically what it comes down to. And
I think if Okada has to main event Wrestle Kingdom, he has to be a champion.
Yeah.
And that's kind of ridiculous because...
Yeah, I mean, it's very, I think it's going to be Naito Okada, but Naito Okada winning the G1 and Naito, you know, moving on to, you know, Naito winning the title from Omega, but yeah, you never really know. Okay, so let's, we got one last question here that actually just came in. So let's see here. What DDT, it was from Claire at Claire Doors. Well, the first part, what matches are you most looking forward to and who do you want to expect in the G1 final? We covered that actually in our G1 preview. So, you know, just listen to that, I guess. Any past DDT shows you recommend?
What's the question?
Oh, any past DDT shows you'd recommend? I'm going to go, and my number one pick for this is the Budokan show, August 18, 2012, because it has the Omega Ibushi main event, which is insane. You know, 37 minutes of them killing each other. It has the Invisible Man against Dan Shokudino in the semifinal. You got it. You got some really crazy stuff on the show. So,
yeah.
A classic Iron Man heavy battle royal.
I think if you're looking for like newer stuff, I would recommend Peter Pan from last year.
Yep, I was there in the building. It was a really good show. I like Judgment better. Yeah, I like Judgment better last year, but it's pretty close. I think really if you can't go wrong with any Judgment or Peter Pan, because both those shows are really awesome. But you know, pretty much all of them have been good in the past 3 years. So
you know what? Watch every street wrestling done by DDT because they are all fun.
Yeah, the street wrestlings are all awesome. Go watch Minoru Suzuki and Shinshiro Takagi in the Tokyo Dome. That was so awesome.
True.
But you really can't go wrong. All right, so that's all the questions we have. Arum, thank you again for coming on. This is so much fun. You're welcome. Do you want to plug your Twitter?
Sure. It's Arumi at AHROMEE.
All right. And of course, you can follow us on Twitter at WrestleOmakase, not wrestling, wrestle. If you want to ask us questions, you want to, you know, send us questions for any episodes, always can do it through Twitter. I'm always happy to hear your feedback if you have any. And, you know, just definitely follow us on Twitter for the latest updates. And we have our own iTunes, which is Wrestling Omakase. You know, definitely search for us on iTunes if you want to find just the feed for this show. Next week's episode, I'm going to be putting together a panel to go through the half year awards. So that will be next week's episode where we're going to talk who's ahead and who's behind and who's in contention for the, you know, major like Wrestling Observer style awards, you know, exactly halfway into the year. So that'll be the theme of next week's episode is halfway awards. I don't have the exact guest yet. I'll let you know as soon as I do. I have a few people that I think I'm very likely to have on, but I don't want to jump ahead of them before they've said, confirm the time can work. But I think you'll be happy with the guest. I think you'll enjoy it. But until then, we'll see you next week. Arum, thanks again for coming on. And thank you all for listening. Bye-bye.